So we continue this morning with our five-week sermon series titled Create in Me. And the last few weeks I have asserted that when we develop a pattern of asking curious questions, and when we develop a pattern of rest in our lives, when we increase our tolerance for impermanence in our lives, that when we do those things, we also partner with God in recreating ourselves, our communities, and our world anew. This morning we turn to the topic of repetition. This morning we turn to the topic of repetition. This morning we turn to the topic of repetition. Let us pray. Living God, we thank you so much for this opportunity this morning, for this time and this place and these people, and this opportunity that we have to not just stay at the surface, but to dive deep, to go further down, to repeat and repeat and repeat, to chant ourselves anew. God, join us, love us, and be with us. Amen. So our own Dave McMakin last week reminded me of something worth being reminded of, that there is a tremendous power in repetition. That when we repeat things enough, or we hear things repeated enough, even if they're untrue, even if they're lies, they have a way of getting into us, of becoming real, of becoming true, of getting deep into our individual and our cultural roots. Here's an example of how this works. So this last week we observed April Fool's Day, right? April 1st. And as we know, for a number of years now, companies have been using April 1st as an opportunity to roll out humorous and fake products and advertisements as a way of raising awareness of their companies and of creating a cultural buzz. Now, we've become savvy to this, and we're not often fooled anymore. So when we, on April 1st, we hear Tom Brady opens a Twitter account and tweets out that he's retiring, right? We don't buy into that right away. We do some checking first. Or when we hear that Amazon is coming out with a line of audiobooks just for fish, we check the date and we realize, that might not be quite true. But this week in Australia, there was this interesting phenomenon. McDonald's Australia put out a tweet with a very professionally produced video of a new sandwich called the McPickle. Now, pickle fans were super excited at the thought of a sandwich where the meat had been replaced by just this huge pile of pickles, right? Pickle fans were super excited, and so what they did is they picked up their phones, right, and they started retweeting this video and going on the message boards and forumming and just repeating this message over and over again and creating quite a buzz and some excitement, until McDonald's, of course, came out and told everybody that it was an April Fool's Day hoax, but thanked all these pickle fans for their wonderful enthusiasm. It's a small example, but we see how one Twitter account and a professionally produced video and crowdsourced repetition spirals outward from Australia to the point that we're talking about it here on Sunday morning in Charlotte, Vermont. Dave is right. There is a tremendous power in repetition. God has known this for a very long time, that there's a power in repetition. And God has been inviting us to repeat good things in our lives for the sake of love. In the scripture verses that we just read, we see some examples of this. Keep my commandments, God says. And in fact, they're so important that you keep them, I want you to keep them in your hearts and minds, right? Bind them to your hands and to your foreheads. Keep them to your children and post them on the door frames of your house, that you might live for many days. We see Jesus, right, in the reading from the gospel, where we're told that as was his custom, he went to the synagogue to teach and to learn. He repeats the pattern of worship and of education. And then we see in 1 Corinthians the story of Jesus and the Last Supper. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We human beings have a way of being diverted, to being distracted, of losing our ways from the good and healing and loving paths and finding our ways to the not so good, the not so healing, and the not so loving paths. Right? We know this is not news, and there is a need for us as human beings yearly and monthly and weekly and daily and hourly and sometimes more often than that of being reminded of the good things and the healing things and the loving things and being called back to them. So how are we reminded and how are we called back? Surprise, surprise, through the repetition of good things in our lives. Good things like worship, like chanting songs. Good things like keeping rituals, lighting candles. Good things like celebrating Holy Communion together often and gathering for coffee fellowship. Good things like eating healthy and exercising and keeping a regular pattern of rest. Good things like recycling and caring for the environment and working for peace and justice, right? Good things like asking curious questions, expressing gratitude often, and telling those closest to us in our lives as much as we can that we love them. Right? There is a power in repetition. And the good news is that repetition is a tool that's never far from us. We have it with us all the time. We can decide on those good things we want in our life, the things that God has suggested to us, and to repeat those over and over again. Repetition is a tremendous gift that God has given to us with love, to love, and for the sake of love. And repetition is a powerful tool that we can use as individuals and as a community to recreate ourselves, our community, our relationships, and our world anew. May it be so in Christ's name and for the life of the world. Amen.